Blog Talk Radio.
What it do, schoolboy? Yeah, man. This is just a spinoff of the stand up, my nigga. Don't get mad about this, but I had to do something for the mixtape. That shit was hard as fuck. So, you know, I just did my own little version of it, you know, for my shit. Yeah. So, it's okay. The dagger. Yeah. Now why is everything always a struggle and fight? It's alright, it gives me something when I step to the mic. The end is in my sight, but damn, look, it's so far to travel. And I done come along so far, so I stay ready to battle. I gotta look out for them booty traps. Eating Scooby Snacks, you see that rant, tear they off track. She need a match to state, in fact, the world of people in it a fuck. Liars, cheaters, women beaters, everybody's corrupt. Even me, from that last line, I'm 2 of the 3. Even though I know it's wrong, because it happened to me. That shit hurt like a motherfucker, still I persist. Not jumping off a cliff, splitting wrists and killing the bitch. If that happens, I go straight to jail. Life sends them to hell. You ain't even worth it, bitch. I hope that nigga treats you while I'm moving past you. I see you in my rear view. You just adding all the other bullshit I've been through. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path's long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path's long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. I gotta stay ahead. If you ain't with me, then you fall behind. I'm seeing through the pitch black. You wish that you had eyes like my materialism. Old prisons are racist. No one really gives a fuck. I'm dealing with the realism. Unity is close to none. Watch your foes, watch your friends. Money is the root of evil. Dying over Benjamins. Don't get me wrong, I love it too. Look at what we're going through. But now I'm saying, if you see me, better follow through. Cause now I'm looking out for me, my niggas, and my family. People on my level with the money making strategy. Weed is for my battery. I'm smoking to charge up. But if I wanna act a nut, I pop a pill of power up. 82% in my cup. Watch me as I float around.
Dagger, put your fucking arms down. You're standing on the ground.
These faces got me dizzy, y'all. I'm feeling myself. And all these bitches want enough. So I'm just trying to help. Come on, stand up, walk strong. Even though the path's long, all I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. Stand up, walk strong. Even though the path's long, all I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. The dagger you can't be without, but people always talk about. I give you haters 12 bars. Go ahead and let it out.
You ain't never struggled, never slept on the floor. You always out of home, food. You never ever been poor. You the cleaner, do some work. You don't belong in the streets. You ain't the ghetto homie, more like Santa Monica Beach. Have you ever shot a nigga?
No.
Ever slapped some dope?
No.
Ever slap a bitch?
No. But I pushed her hard though.
Seeing what we mean, you ain't just all for the struggle. And you ain't never been to jail, so you ain't never in trouble. You don't deserve the name of O.
No.
Your name should be Todd, cause you wear a button up and work an actual job. Do you furl?
Just pop.
You ain't hypey at all. We never see you at the swap, meet you shop at the mall.
Now I done heard what y'all done said, and I'm so happy that you think it's true. That means I'm doing something right, so all I say is fuck. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path's long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then.
Fuck you.
Stand up, walk strong, even though the path's long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling
fuck me,
fuck it then.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. Fuck You Friday, Dagger, Bang Out Radio, LA West Coast all day, and this ought to be interesting. Like I said, we're just trying this out. We're going to see how this works. All talk for the next 2 hours. Like I said, if you got issues, if you got problems, you got beef with somebody, you got something you just want to get off your chest, whatever. Holla at your boy right about now, all right? The 661-621-7559, and just press 1 to make sure you get in on the conversation, all right? In the meantime, I guess I'll just be running my own mouth, and you guys will be hearing me travel through these streets of L.A. while I handle some business. Right now, I'm waiting on my weed man to come out of his house and take his shit so I get some weedy. Because, I mean, shit, nigga got to smoke. You know what I mean? It is Friday, trying to get my weekend started at least. A lot of bullshit been going on with me. And we're going to get into a lot of things, especially shit. What the fuck, man? Nigga almost got killed last night. I was like, I mean, not killed. I'm not going to say nigga almost got killed. But let's just say shit could have been a whole lot worse than it was over some music. And it was just crazy. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. Like I said, we're going to see who calls in. We're going to see what y'all got to say. But besides that, like I said, this is Fuck You Fridays. And like I said, fuck what y'all got going on right now. If it's bullshit, if it's drama, BS, any of that shit, fuck that shit, all right? Don't worry about that shit. It's fucking Friday, all right? Get some drink, get some smoke, get some pills. If you play with your nose, get some of that. Like whatever the fuck you do, just calm the fuck down, relax, all right? Because, I mean, shit can be a lot worse. And then, yeah, I know this sounds weird coming from me because I'm the most, I'm the fucking most, like, pessimistic person it can be. It always sound like shit's wrong and everything like that. But at the same time, you got to know when to just turn it up when you got to. And Friday's always a good day. So I hope whatever y'all doing out there in the streets tonight, y'all safe, y'all sound. If you fuck in, strap it up. If it ain't your girl, even if it is your girl, strap it up because you can't trust some of these bitches sometimes. I mean, you just never know what's going on, y'all. But I want y'all to be safe. I want y'all to be sound. And like I said, I want y'all to be direct and to the point, all right? I want y'all, I'm trying to give y'all more shows because I couldn't extend the shows I already had because, like I said, certain shit didn't go the way it was supposed to. You know, I understand people got other fucking things to do. Not everybody can download every song. Not every song. Not everybody can download every episode every day. And now that I got y'all more shows, that's just more shit y'all gotta go back and download. So it's okay. But I did give y'all more shows. All right. So you can't say a dagger wasn't a man of his word. Because like I said, that's what I try to be, especially here. But before we get all the way started, man, I want to also, you know, shout out the boss lady, Topaz Lachey, as always. Because without her, Dagger wouldn't be doing a motherfucking thing in Radio Land. So I got to give props where it's due, all right? Because I respect the fact that, like I said, she's trusting me to do my motherfucking thing, to represent for y'all, to represent for independent artists, to keep Bang Out Radio in motion, to keep y'all hearing these. Well, not tonight. You're not going to hear no music. Let's get this straight. We all know that there's no music tonight, right? You're just going to listen to me. And if nobody calls in, then you're going to be listening to me talk shit for the next 2 hours. So if I can find enough shit to talk about for the next two hours, well, I think I can. And like I said, y'all going to hear my background. Y'all may never know what I may be doing right now. I got a couple of errands I got to run. Motherfuckers going to be looking at me crazy. Like, why is this nigga talking to himself? And I got to tell motherfuckers, I don't know if I'm going to tell them on the radio or if I'm just going to be crazy. Because, you know, who the hell the fuck you on the radio? Nigga, on my phone. Nigga, you know, motherfuckers don't believe shit. But yeah, boss lady, you know what I mean? Thank you very much. Like I said, I'm trying to do the best that I can to contribute, you know, to keep things in motion, to keep things flowing, to keep things moving. And like I said, I'm not doing that much. You know, I'm doing a lot, but I'm not doing that much. Like I said, it's 2 hours. Let's see, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, Sunday, so 2, 4, 6, that's 8 hours. So all it is just one day of work, spread around 4 days. So, but it also takes y'all. You know, I want to shout out everybody that's been fucking with the Dagger, been fucking with Bang Out Radio, everybody that's been supporting the shows, been spreading the news. That's all y'all got to do. That's all I ask y'all to do, and that's all I know y'all need to do is just talk about the shows, talk about what we got going on, talk about what we're trying to do, talk about your favorite show, whatever that is. It doesn't matter. All right, just make sure you let them know that the Dagger got to pop in and it's all about Bang Out Radio, all right? Now, fucking weed man in here, man. See, this is the shit I be talking about, though. Like, you knew I was coming. I understand niggas got to take a shit, you know. I understand that. But it's like, man, you got them shits that's like, you can just hurry up, like, you know, push it out real quick and then keep it pushing, you know, wipe your ass, keep it pushing, especially when you got niggas trying to out here have a business. But it's cool. Like, it's all right. I've been going to my man for years, always kept me happy, but it's just shit like this that be going down. Like, man, I got me out here waiting. Got shit I got to do. I got to smoke this cigarette. And this fucking cigarette right here, man, damn, fucking, I thought Newport 100s was bad. This is a straight trucker cigarette right here. This is that Marlboro 100 red. Man, this shit made my stomach hurt when I was smoking it earlier. I had to put it out. But now I ain't got nothing to smoke right now while I'm waiting on my weed, so I am about to flip this cigarette. I at least get to keep my windows up. I got the AC on because it's hot than a motherfucker in LA right now. It's going to get hotter. And I know some of y'all out there in the surrounding areas, I know Vegas probably turfed up hot right now. I don't know the AV, the Valley, all kind of shit probably burning up right now. So this shit, the motherfucking freeway, there's this bush area out here in LA. You know, we got the 405 freeway. And then, you know, there's the 405 freeway when you're going from LA to, let's say, the Valley, right? If you want to get out to the AV, you usually go out to 405 if you're coming straight out to LA. But there's a section of that freeway that's literally on fire right now. Not the actual freeway, but the whole side shit, you know, where all the brush and shit. You wanted the brush fires. So the whole hills over there is burning up right now. And I can actually, from where I'm at right now, I can look over. I'm looking over and I see all the smoke from the fire just polluting the air. Man, we ain't never going to get no clean air in Los Angeles. But not like I care. I mean, shit, look at me. I'm smoking like a motherfucker. So, hold on. I come on with you, man. Hold on. No problem. You got to do what you got to do. I'm one show. We good? All right, good looking out. Have a good weekend, man. Be safe out here. All right. Yeah, I like that, though. You know, straight to the point. Got my weed now. Now I got to go. Got my rap already. I got to go over here and drop off some papers as I stroll through the hood real quick. But let me tell y'all what happened last night, man. Me and my nigga Fresh with it, right? We go out to this open mic and shit. And it just amazes me sometimes how niggas pay attention, but they don't pay attention. I'm the type of person that believes niggas pay attention to the dumbest shit in the world. You know, niggas pay attention to the shit that they want to pay attention to. They don't pay attention to what a nigga's actually saying. They don't pay attention to what a nigga's actually doing. Am I nigga Carver? Nah. But they flip around and make shit worse or a whole lot worse than what it actually is. And here's what I mean. See, what was popping off last night, we go to this open mic, right? Now, keep in mind, Dagger don't bang. I'm not a banger. I don't do none of that shit. I ain't never banged. The only thing I bang is the West Coast, you know, L.A., West Coast all day. That's what I bang. But besides that, I don't do that. But we up in this open mic, and we come to discover, you know, this is Blood Central where we was. And no problem with Blood or disrespect or anything like that. I mean, I'm telling y'all, but it was just interesting because we in there chilling, you know, getting ready to do our set and our music. Ooh, hey, girl. How you doing? But now we was getting ready to do our set and our music, and we start noticing shit, right, because we get there kind of early. So we there about 9 o'clock. So we there like half motherfuckers is there, and then other people start filling in and shit. And this is something that goes on every week, so this is a weekly thing. Now, slowly, the more we in there, the more we start noticing niggas as they come in, right? Because, you know, look, if you're somewhere, especially number one, you ain't never been there before, so a lot of y'all niggas go places and get involved in a whole lot of shit. You know, and don't pay attention to your surroundings and what's going on, and that's how y'all get caught up in shit. So you got to be paying attention to where the fuck you at and who's around you. So that's what we was doing, right? The whole time we was there, starting, we was observing. You got to look and see what's coming in. And then more and more as the night goes on, like an hour, hour and a half, niggas, you notice more niggas just beaming in that motherfucker. For those that don't know what beaming meaning flame on, a whole lot of red up in there, right? Nigga, big, you know, red laces, niggas with the high red socks. You know what I mean? The red shirts, red fitteds. You know, niggas was flamed up in there, right? So, fuck it. We don't care, man. We thinking, you know, it's all about the music. We here to do music. You know, it don't matter. These people are getting up here and doing their little shows and shit. Like I said, we weren't even among the first people to go on. But these people up here doing their music, we like, okay, trying to check a few people. Like, okay, that's cool. That was whack. They cool. Ooh, whatever. We get on and do our shit right now. Keep in mind, the song we were going to do, I already got a line in there that we were like, you know what, are we going to switch up the song because of what we got in here, or we're going to keep going what we're doing? Now, see, we the Witted Boys. We don't give a fuck. We're not going to switch around and do what the fuck we got to do, and we're not going to switch around our shit just because somebody else don't like it or where we at. You know, we here to perform. It's supposed to be about the music, so we stuck with what we was going to do, and we did our motherfucking thing, as always. But here's where the shit where niggas tripped out. Because I had one line in my song it was like three lines. It was a little set. It was like, if you, I don't know if you heard the song, I played it here before, but basically it was like the one with me and my nigga Fresh. And I said was, out of towners better watch their mouth, right? Ask Lil Wayne, them Crip niggas had them running out. That's the line. Out of towners better watch your mouth. Ask Lil Wayne, them Crip niggas had them running out. That's what I said, right? Now, I don't know if y'all don't know what's happened by now. Like I said, all I do is speak on what I see and what I know and what is real. So if you ain't seen the YouTube clip or whatever, you can go up there and put Lil Wayne, Crips, Lil Wayne, whatever, and y'all gonna see the video where the nigga got basically ran out and didn't get. I've seen it. If you ain't seen it by now, then I don't know what the fuck you been. But it has happened, and that's what I spoke on. Now, I don't know how that got turned into, oh, these niggas is Crips, and they trying to run the Bloods up out of here. I don't know how that got translated to that. That was the crazy part, because now, as soon as we step on stage, some niggas are like, oh, that was dope, some niggas dope, but the bangers is in there like, nigga, where you from? Nigga, where y'all from? Niggas just stepped off the stage, and the first person hit us up, I'm like, yo, so where y'all from? I guess it was one of the OG niggas. You know what I mean? And the homie do bang. But, you know, he be on them, they be on that, you know, they, he got them gray rags. They be on them gray rags, all right? Ain't no blood nor crippin' with the homie. He on them gray rags. You know what I'm saying? I don't bang at all. I don't bang, period. You know what? My nigga was like, nigga, I'm from woo, 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 woo. You know, he told him, you know, still wasn't no beef. But just the fact that, like I said, that we got questioned like that from one dude, and then come to find out later on, like I said, I didn't know while it was going on, because, you know, we're the boys. We go, we do our show, and then we leave. No disrespect to other people, no disrespect to what else going on, but niggas got to go to work. Niggas got shit they got to do. We come to blow up the stage, get it turned up, and then we move on and carry on our business. So that's what we did. We come to find out later on that niggas was plotting on us. You know, because we stand out already anyway. These niggas in there all flagged up and shit. Whenever you see the Witted Boys and it's a performance or something that got to do with the Witted family, we out there in our Laker jerseys. So when you see them Laker jerseys, you already know what's up. But then I come to find out these niggas like, man, the niggas, yeah, them niggas is Crips, nigga. They over there trying to talk about they running bloods out of places and everything. And I'm like, all right, look. Let's look at what I actually said, right? Out-of-towners better watch your mouth. Already right there. So already, I'm obviously not talking about nobody that's from L.A. or anywhere in L.A. because that's where we're from. We're all, you know what I mean? This is supposed to be a West Coast party, you know, or it was a West. A lot of people, that's all they were talking about. West Coast, West Coast, West. Well, we West Coast too. So that's why I was like, okay, well, out-of-towners, that's anybody else besides us, need to watch their mouth, all right? And then I was like, okay, well, ask Lil Wayne from the video, like I said, like I saw him, like everybody said, and if it was anybody else, it would have been anybody else. Ask Lil Wayne, them the homegirls had him running out. If it was bitches that fucked with Lil Wayne, or whatever, I would have said that. But it wasn't. It was Crips that ran him out of L.A. So that's it. Did I say I was a Crip? No. I was nowhere in our lines whatsoever. Did I say Bloods? No, I didn't. I said Lil Wayne. You know, I was very specific. And it was just crazy because how that got translated into, oh, these niggas is Crips and trying to run all the Bloods out here out of this event or whatever, something like that. It was amazing to me. And that's what I mean. Like, niggas, okay, you were listening, but you obviously wasn't paying attention. I don't know how to say that, or something was wrong. But you caught what I said, but you took what I said and turned it into something else. And like I said, lucky we did leave, because like I said, I had people that were still up there. You know, some of the homegirls was up there and everything, and they could stay, because, you know, niggas don't fuck with girls like that or whatever. But they were like, you know, after we left, she hit me up later on that night, like, man, y'all good? Like, y'all straight, man? I'm like, yeah, why wouldn't we be? Well, man, y'all was, man, they was talking about y'all. They was looking for y'all. I mean, and it was both. It was crazy because the people that was really there for music and on the music tip respected what we did and respected the music for what it was. But at the same time, like I said, y'all might as well have thought this was the Blood's backyard or the Blood's closet, because they was in the chair. That's a dude right there. Ugh. I don't know how people can. I'm sorry to get sidetracked real quick, but I'm driving down the street, and there's a bitch on the corner trying to sell herself, and then she's not a bitch. That was a dude. I don't know how motherfuckers always get fooled by these bitches on these corners. Go, man. Go. Motherfucker, man. And that's another thing. Motherfuckers hesitate when they drive. I'm driving. This dude going to act like he want to come out the side parking lot or whatever, and then stop. And I'm like, nigga, you already made me stop. Why the fuck you stop? But anyway. But, yeah. Motherfucker, I didn't say nothing about Bloods. Like I said, I did say Crip, but I didn't say I was a Crip. You know, I said ask them Crip niggas, them. Not. And then originally, like I said, I was talking about any out-of-towners coming from L.A. So in my opinion, it's like, so, yeah, well, not my opinion, but it's like, I don't get how you can misconstrue that. And it got real dangerous, so it could have been real dangerous. Because we was outnumbered. It was just me and the homie. We weren't even up there thick like that. Like I said, we came to do the open mic, rep what we got to do, and then roll out. Them niggas was in there. You know, when you observe, you see shit. You see who know each other. You see the, hey, you see all them niggas. And this has been going on, like I said. These niggas must be up here like every Thursday. And they said it was like a one-year anniversary. So this was like a one-year anniversary. They was really up in there kind of thick or whatever. But that's what was on. And it just amazes me when I think about it. It's like a nigga couldn't even stay and chill if I wanted to, because it would have been an issue. It would have been a problem. And this is the dumb shit that happens around. You know, you see it, I see it all the time. You see it in, like, rap battles, too, right? And you see niggas that be battling, like, battle rappers, and then niggas lose, and then want to fight and get mad because they lost. Like, they get, and what the fuck is the street blocked off? What are y'all doing over here? Who got a shot? Oh, the lights out. I'm sorry. But, yeah, but who, oh, this whole little, fuck. I'm sorry, y'all. I gotta get kind of sidetracked. I don't know what the fuck this is right here, but all right. But it's like, come on now, y'all. It's music, number one. Two, listen to what the fuck I'm saying. Don't say or think you heard me or whatever. But at least you can tell it was OGs, the OGs that hollered at it first. You know what I mean? They didn't even come at us like that. They just wanted to see what was up. They talked. You know, they asked. You know, where you from, y'all? They at least they asked. Yeah, but like I said, you had the other young niggas and all these other niggas that was up in there that was just really just plotting on niggas, like, found out, like, yeah, she was like, yeah, they was asking, like, where them niggas in the Lakers jersey? Where them Crip niggas at? And like I said, none of that had shit to do with nothing. And it just bothers me that a nigga can't even, like I said, do his fucking music anywhere. Well, I guess that's just everywhere, right? You can't just do what you want to do wherever you want to. But when it comes to music, you should be able to. And I don't understand why people steadily be tripping off of shit like that, but they do. So, like I said, y'all, just be careful. Pay attention to your surroundings and what's going on, because we could have smooth got caught slipping, to be honest. You know what I mean? I might not even be doing my show tonight if shit would have went just one different way or a different way or something like that, but luckily it didn't. So I'm thankful for that. Y'all gotta excuse me. I'm getting out the car real quick. Gotta drop off some paperwork. Hold on. Damn it, shut up. Ooh. Hey, y'all, how you doing? Yeah, I can just give this to you. Yes, ma'am. Can you make sure she gets that, please? All
right.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right.
All right. Grandmother loved me. Nah, that's cool, though. But like I said, I just not speak to people. You know, I don't, the asshole I get to be on the radio show, I don't got to be like that to everybody at all times. You know, that's not my schizo. All right. Got to do that. Time to smoke some weed. Let's see what the homegirl doing real quick. See, she want to blow with me real quick. Well, just sit yeah. But I mean, that was just last night, man. And it's like, man, just fuck dumb niggas. You know, dumb niggas, and no homo on that. God, it just frustrates me so much that, especially when it comes to music. I see why motherfuckers. Honestly, until last night. I was always telling like, man, I don't know why niggas need bodyguards when they go do shit, or niggas need that and everything. Now I kind of do now. Fuck that. Niggas felt a little pressure. If I was in there thick or strapped, and then that was another thing. There was no pat downs going in there. Niggas could have been strapped up. Niggas didn't get tired. We was talking about that inside. Like, nigga, hold on. He didn't pat you down, did he? Like, don't be pat me either. All right, niggas, we could be in there with burners. And if we thinking like that, then that means there's probably niggas in here with burners. And that shit ain't cool either. So I was like, man, now let me see if I can do this. Because I don't want to wait and roll up when I get to my destination. So I'm going to do what I normally do when I drive by myself. We're going to see if we can roll up and drive at the same time. Like I said, I don't want anybody else out there to try this. It's like drinking and driving and texting and driving. Actually, fuck that. If you can do it, do it. That's the one thing that pisses me off. Motherfuckers, you seen them commercials about people texting and driving? There was that one lady like, look, I'm sorry that your sister died because you sent her a text message and she was reading and she flipped, you know, died on impact and all that. I'm sorry. But I said, I be texting and driving all the damn time. Drunk sometimes, while texting, trying to reach and everything, and I'm still here. So that obviously means that, you know, so you got to step up your driving skills a little bit maybe. Oh, like I said, I don't want to bash the dead or anything. Like I said, I don't know, but I hate that commercial. And I hate when they try to scare people into doing what they want to do. Don't scare me into doing it. You would have did better by just saying, you know, texting and driving causes this, that, woof, whatever. Instead of trying to be like, you know, you're trying to play the sympathy role. I ain't no sympathy. Motherfucker should have been paying attention. She shouldn't have been texting and driving. You ugly bitch. Sorry. She shouldn't have been texting and driving. But I don't know. If y'all hear me crash while trying to do this or whatever, then at least y'all heard it live on Bang Out Radio. You know, like. Oh, man. I don't know. What else? What else? Man, fuck traffic. Sitting in traffic right now. And I hate people that, oh, damn, are you getting far up in your nose? Look at this dude right next to me. This Mexican dude is all in his rearview mirror with his forefinger. That's with his pointer finger, like I'm saying, literally knuckle deep of his nose. And he's digging. It looks like he's digging for gold. You getting it? Come on. Almost. All right, I think you got it. And then he just threw it out the window. Man, that shit better not land on my car. Motherfucker. But niggas is crazy. I mean, I'm just on the streets. I can't stand traffic. I'm going to probably freeway a little bit later, and if that's just piled up, I'm going to be pissed off because, smart, I don't see how y'all sit for working people. Because, you know, there are a lot of y'all out there that work, and y'all got to sit in traffic every day to go to work and then travel the same amount of traffic every day to go back home. I would damn near shoot to do that shit. See, I've had jobs where the times go in, there's not a whole lot of traffic. You know, when I worked in the valley, I was up early enough where there was no traffic in the morning, and then I got off late enough where I hung out in the valley where traffic died down by the time I came back. But sometimes a nigga be sitting in that traffic, and when you be sitting in traffic for like 2 or 3 hours, I don't even move 10 miles, that shit is fucking... None. Not enough radio can do this shit. The only way I'm cool with that is if I got some weed. That's the time I'm cool, is when I got some weed and I can smoke. And then I'm sitting in traffic just smoking. That doesn't bother me. But, you know, you can't smoke all the time. Although I wish I could, you can't. And that shit is just crazy. What else we got over here? What's up, white boy? White boy, not, don't do that. See? And people that just can't drive, you know, it's like, because I'm already on, like, this two-lane street. Now, it's usually I like my streets to have at least 3 to 4. Well, not really 4, maybe 3, you know, the major streets or whatever, because, you know, I need to be able to maneuver and get in and out between cars, things like that. I'm on this two-lane highway right now, and then, like I said, people are all trying to squeeze into this shit and everything, and it's like, man, come on. I see your blinker on, but I'm not letting you over. Fuck that. And then you got buses out here taking up all this space and shit. Like, I don't... Oh, man, everywhere I look, it's just something that bothers me. Everywhere I look, and then people talk about you need a new change of scenery. I'm just going to find shit that bothers me in a new place of scenery. I mean, I'm a city boy. I already know that. You know, I can't go out to, like my homeboy or my nigga Mac. Shout out to my nigga Mac out there in Oklahoma. You know what I mean? I can't. I don't know how he does it. I went out there and visited, and it's just nothing. Blank space. It be popping, but it be popping because... ain't shit else to do. So it better be popping, you know, all the black folks congregate together. So as long as they're able to do that, then that's fine. But besides that, on a day-to-day basis, like, what am I going to do today? What am I going to do today? Shit's all fucked up. I mean, just like where I'm driving down right now, this block that I'm on right now would be no houses. And well, maybe one house. Out of this whole stretch of block would be one house and just nothing but open fields. You know, and then you go to the next block, then you got the one school, one church, you know. And even and the shit that was crazy about Oklahoma is that on Sunday, they don't even sell drink. If you don't got your drink by Saturday night, you ain't getting none on Sunday. But the liquor stores is popping. When they say liquor store, it's a fucking liquor store. Ain't nothing in there but liquor. And whatever liquor you want, they got it. Like I said, hard liquor, wine, shit that I ain't seen in a while. I don't know if anybody remembers this. It was a cinnamon drink called Aftershock. Now, when I was younger, when I very first started drinking, me and homies would be on the Aftershock on the top because it also had that little candy at the bottom of it. So niggas would be on it and then break out to get the candy at the bottom and shit like that. I didn't see that shit for years. I don't even really see it out here in L.A. no more. I went out there. So no, on the Aftershock, like, man, I take a picture. And they got, like I said, father of the track, you could yeah, we had to come up real quick. Like I said, I got like 3-4 bottles. I only got like one. And we was good. Went to a little function out there or whatever. Like I said, the function is turned up because, like I said, there's nothing else to do. So when there is something to do, at least everybody comes out and shows up. So I got to give them that. And, of course, they was hating us. They was hating me on my L.A. gear out there. Because, you know, wherever I go, I'm L.A.'d out. I got to let people know where I'm from, where I'm representing, because you ain't going to take the West about it, no matter where I'm at. That's why I feel like this can't move. You know, I'm not going to leave Cali, or at least I'm not going to go that far from Cali. You know, I'm at least going to stay within 5 hours driving distance of Cali if I do move. But I don't see that happening, like, because that's another thing that pisses me off. Everybody, people don't realize that a lot of people are always trying to get to L.A., you know, or certain places. People want to get to L.A., people want to get to New York, people want to get here. And everybody here is talking about, oh, dude, I want to get out. I want to go somewhere else. No, the only people that are trying to leave are the people that ain't doing shit. You know, and that's what it is. Yeah, L.A. ain't for everybody. You know, L.A. will test you on many different levels, depending on how you feel or what you got going on or anything like that. But L.A. will let you know. You know, people move out because the rent's too high or they can't afford to stay here. That's fine. I understand how that is. Like I said, I don't even got a spot to stay right now. You know, Dagger's just on the move. But I will have some shit. When I do get my shit, it's probably going to be out here, most likely, because I'm stacking up to do that. You know, so I can move out here and be situated. All right? You got to plan ahead. When people come out here, you know, people be trying to get their big break in L.A. or trying to come out here and, you know, see what it do. And they don't realize, like, man, it ain't no joke. I guess that's anywhere you live, you know what I'm saying? I guess you got to adapt to your situation. You got to adapt to where you're at, what you're trying to do. I'm trying to roll this weed. You got to adapt to your situation, adapt to what you're trying to do. And, now, come on, y'all. Hold on, I got to throw out my hazards. Hey, when people do that shit too, man, you see me sitting here, you see me not moving, but then you pull up behind my fucking car and sit behind my car like, are you going to move? No, motherfucker, I'm not moving right now. Like, I put on the hazards to tell you that? God damn. Hold on, y'all. Sorry, I'm almost done rolling up my block. One second. Almost there. Bam. All right, all rolled up. For sure. She's the homegirl in here doing it. Whoa, my bad. I didn't mean to do that. Go around. That's my bad. I did not mean to pull out in front of you like that. That's my fault. Trying to hit a U-turn in the middle of the street. I did not see that car coming. That's my bad. But at least I can admit when I do something, when I fuck up, when I'm wrong. But that's another thing also. Like I said, speaking on the driving tip, you notice, like I said, driving accidents only happen when two people aren't paying attention. As long as one person is paying attention, then driving accidents do not happen, all right? But it's when two people are paying attention. Like right now, I wasn't paying attention. Luckily, the other dude in the other car was paying attention, so I lucked out. But there are a lot of times when I'm driving and you see other motherfuckers, right? You see other people. You ever see somebody like pull out like all in front of you or whatever, just pull out right in front of you and don't even look like they didn't even look that way to see you when you did pull out? Well, look at this nigga. Man, I'm so glad I'm not. I don't know. There's a thin line between like swole and I don't know. I feel if I just got swole, like I like to call them Tyler Perry niggas. But see, no, this ain't even a Tyler Perry. Yeah, he is a Tyler Perry nigga. He got a little muscle to him, but he's wearing sandals, no socks, and he's got one of those coral necklaces, like looking like a damn like a snake chain or something, but it's not a real chain. I'm trying to describe it. Think like a candy necklace. You know, everybody remembers candy necklace. Think like that design, how tight it be around your neck. But it's not candy, but that's the closest thing I can think of to it right now that I can give y'all a comparison to. But he look like one of them beach niggas, or like a white black dude. You know, I don't know, but I hope y'all understand what I'm trying to say. But that's a dude just look like just walked by. And like, man. I don't know. But I don't want to get too swole either. Hold on. Oh, shit. See, look at this. See, this is how people get smoked on. See, I'm out here waiting for her, and she's somewhere else. Hold on, I got to text her back real quick. Don't you see it real quick? So, see, now I got to sit up here and smoke by myself, which is fine. Like, I don't wait for people when it comes to weed. I was going to find me somewhere where I can smoke, and hopefully have some shit to talk about real quick. We're going to see, you know, just the daily life of people. Oh, man. But she'll guess hit me up. She's going to see if I just, we'll see if I decide to come back over on this motherfucker up here. Oh, man. Watch out. Coming through. Oh, man. Where are we at? Oh, straight Mexican. Man, these niggas. just passed by a tow truck place. Man, fuck people that tow cars. I'm sorry. That shit is fucked up. It's happened to me once. Dagger's been towed once. And there's nothing worse than you being at the club or something, or you, like, you know, going to sleep and thinking you parked in the right place or something like that, or any, or one of those things, and then you come out and your shit is gone. And then your first thought is always like, what, somebody stole my shit, right? Because, I mean, it's not like the people that tow your car get to leave a note or anything like that, right? I mean, your car is just gone. And then you better hope somebody's out there like, yo, they told your shit. Like, somebody told you at least or something. But besides that, your shit just gone, and you got to track your shit down. You don't find out your shit is told until it's at the impound lot. And then that's the fucked up shit, too. When your shit get down to the impound lot, and that shit racked up $200 damn near a day, and, you know, you try to get out of there as fast as possible. Can I pull in here and smoke? It's like this spot. Because on one hand, like I said, you can smoke anywhere in L.A., but you can't. You know, it just depends on where you at, what you doing. 99, fake ass 99 cent store. That's a fat bitch right there. Oh, man, it's got people. I'm sorry about that. You got to say that, too. But real quick, we're going to talk about, I got to say something. It's okay if I don't want to wait. Duh. But anyway, hold on real quick. Hold on, texting back my phone. Hold on, I got to get back my phone real quick. Post up right here. So it's outside of this pizza restaurant. We're going to smoke right here. Fuck it. Fuck it. But hold on. I got to send this text real quick, y'all. Don't mind me. Hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm going to smoke this. And depending on how long you take, I'll smoke another one with you. All right, yeah, but here we go. Oh, shit. Gotta love L.A., y'all. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Looking around. Look at this one. This lady right here, man, she got, like, a bald spot on the back of her head. But, like, this is why I don't want, this is why natural is always better, ladies. We just got to run it right now. Oh, please don't tell me you're going to hit my car. Can you make it? You good? You good? You got it? I'm inside the white line, is that all right? Okay, I'm just making sure. Like, I thought it was looking hard for you. I'm like, okay, but you made it. You good? You got enough room?
No. I
you going back again? Okay. Learn how to park, bitch. Shit, just don't hit my shit. I'm sitting right here. I dare you. I double dare you. See, Mexican man can't drive either. I'm sorry, Mexicans. A lot of you, well, I'm not going to say, well, this is a Mexican lady right next to me. She can't drive. She's trying, huh? Oh, you want me to pull on a little bit? Because you can't drive? I got you. I'm in a good mood. I'm going to be a little nice. I'm in between the white lines. You know what I mean? So she can't park, so I got to move. But there. Now fix your shit. Since you don't know how to drive. Oh, come on. Can you see I'm trying to do a show here? You're fucking up my smoke session for the show, an actual true smoke session live. So that's another dope thing about this is what I can do live now is I can actually have real smoke sessions with people during the show. There you go. Yeah, you're welcome. And do all Mexicans have gold teeth? I'm sorry, it's not even a full gold tooth, y'all. She has the lining around her teeth is gold, around like three of them. So, I mean, you couldn't afford to get the whole two golden, just one, or all you could afford was the outline. Oh, man, that's not good. I mean, we all going to the 99-cent bargain store. Why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised? Oh, ain't you got a car? Oh, shit. Sorry, back in my phone, y'all. The homegirl just texted me talking about she's driving now. Well, we'll see how good your driving skills are. People always talk about they can drive and can't do shit, and it's always an accident or something like that. So, now I need a lighter. Remember, y'all, like I said, I'm just talking. So we here for y'all to listen to me talk for 2 hours. That's fine. I'm going to find all this. That's what we do on Fuck You Fridays. And I'm going to get into some other shit that I'm going to talk about too. But if you want to get in, like I said, you got something to get off your chest, you want to holler at me about something, you want my opinion on something, you just need to put somebody on blast, it don't matter. Call in, 661-621-7559, all right? You got to press 1. That's it, because there ain't no music. We just talking. We rapping. We hollering at each other, all right? Oh, man. Work is getting interesting. Fucking coming up on a year. Well, I think I just passed my year at work too. Cause you know, that's funny as well. If you notice that, you know, I just celebrated a year on Bang Out Radio, and I'm celebrating. Well, not celebrating, but I'm just coming up on a year from work. And y'all got to realize when I started doing Bang Out Radio, the nigga didn't have a job. You know, that's really what I was trying to do. I just wanted to do something. I want to focus. I want to have something to do. I want to get back in some kind of way. So that's why I wanted to get on Bang Out Radio so bad. Like I said, I didn't have shit else to do. So, and then if you've been with the show from the jump, you'll see that I got hired. You know, you heard all this shit about me getting hired, getting fired, getting hired back. Like, it was just crazy. A lot of shit I've been going through with this job. The people I work with is cool. You know, they're cool. We look out for each other. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's all fun. Well, it's not all fun. It's all work. But, I mean, I do enjoy my job. There could be a lot worse things I could be doing. And, it's good for what I'm able to do and what I know how to do and what I like doing. But, you know, there's always that person or sometimes, man, you just get too riled up with people, you know. It sucks to have to go to work and to have to be nice when you're not trying to be nice. Because, you know, I can't go to my job with a fucked up attitude. I can't. I don't have that option. Hold on, guys. Excuse me. I got to spark the blunt real quick. Hold on. But, yeah, I don't get the chance to go, or I don't have the ability to go to work pissed off. Because, well, I do go to work pissed off. Let me not lie, but I can hide it very well. Because, you know, I don't take out my shit on people that don't deserve it. But it's hard to be that way because I'm always trying. I like, if I'm mad, I want to be mad. You know, if I'm upset, oh shit. Just now, my bad, y'all. Gotta hop on this FW real quick, and I told you, man, don't want to sit in fucking traffic. But I gotta do that, baby. Yeah, but as far as, like I said, my job and work and everything, you got to realize that I just realized that I'm blessed and I'm thankful for what I do have. But at the same time, I be wanting to be like everybody else. I miss not having a job sometimes. I don't miss money. Let's not get this shit twisted. I don't miss money. But I do miss not having a job sometimes, just being able to just not have to do nothing, not have to worry about nothing. But if you're doing nothing and you're not worried about nothing, then you ain't going to get shit. You're going to be one of the people that's waiting around for somebody to hand shit to you, or you're always, you know, asking for this or asking for that. That's not a good thing. You want to be the person that can get your own shit. You know, you ain't got to ask nobody for nothing. And that's the type of person that you want to be. You know, you want to be standing on your own, too. And another thing real quick, since we're talking about work and everything, I'm getting tired of people talking about how they can't find a job, they can't do this, they can't do that. Now, look, I know there's not a lot of jobs out there, but if you have a skill, whatever that skill may be, and if you're good at that skill, there is a job somewhere for you. You know, we're talking corporate matters right now. We're talking corporate, you know. I'm not talking suit and tie shit. I'm just talking about regular just work. You know, you got a job. You got to clock in. You got to clock out. You know, you get vacation and sick days. I'm talking about actual work, right? So if you have a skill, then there's a job for you. The problem is there's not a lot of people out there with skills that people are hiring for. That's where the problem is. All right? It's not like there's no jobs. Like I say, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of jobs out there. So I was off of work for damn near a year, and that's just because part of me was like, fuck it, I'm off of work, I'm going to enjoy my time off right now, I was enjoying the time, and part of it was, there was a lot of jobs out there, a lot of people willing to hire me, but there's a lot of jobs that I didn't want, because I'm not going to downgrade myself. I know what I'm worth. So I would take, like, little whatever jobs just to, you know, keep money flowing or whatever, but it wasn't nothing major, and I was always looking for another job. You know, I'm the type where it's like, if I can't go, you gonna let me go? Good looking. Cutie, good looking. But if you're gonna, what was I saying? Work, job. Yeah, so if you're gonna have a, like I said, I was looking for all kind of jobs, and if I'm not gonna, basically like this, I'm used to making at least double figures. When I was a kid, when I first started working, like my very first job was I was 14, like 14, 15, working at Rouse, minimum wage. You know, bam. That's a shit. I just had a job. I just knew that there was a guaranteed amount of money that I was getting every 2 weeks. I like that. And, you know, when you're in high school with an actual job, don't get me wrong. A lot of people in high school didn't know the value of work. You know, they was just going to school and shit. Fuck that. I gotta make some money. Damn, that fucking freeway is cracking, man. God, I don't want to get on this shit. So I was just talking about having to get on the fucking freeway, and now I gotta get on the freeway, and I don't want to get on the freeway. I'm looking at the fucking traffic like right here in front of me, and it's like, no, I don't want no parts of that shit. I don't want no parts of it. Hold on, I'm gonna see if I can. I'm going to ride on the street as far as I can. Hold on. Fuck that freeway right now. That shit, man. Because I like to be in motion. You know, I hate other people dictating the speed that I want to go. You know, I think it's funny because I think I'm like that, you know, in all things. I don't like the people dictate how I do my job. Like I said, at work, like, you know, you always get the people that just kind of irritate you and start getting on your nerves after a while and everything. Like, I got one, I'm saying right now, I love her to death, but she, you know, she my people's at all, I love her, but she annoys the fuck out of me, you know, because it's one of those, it's like, I know she means well, but at the same time, it's like, slow your roll and calm the fuck down. Like, already, right, I've been there for a year. So by now, you would think a nigga got his job pretty much down, right? You know, or I would be fired by now. So the whole, I'm trying to look out for you and tell you how to do shit and everything like that, you don't have to do that anymore. It's been a year. I got it. You know, that bothers me. The fact that she tries to play like my mother, you know what I mean? And that bothers me. Like, we'd be in the office, and she'd be like, you need this, can I get this for you, this, that? Like, she actually cares. And it's like, no, I can get it myself if I need it. Or on the other hand, but this is condescending about shit sometimes. And that bothers me. But at the same time, this is, you know, my other coworkers is like, you know, people I've told about this and everything, because they witness it sometimes, too. Like, I'll be back there chilling, minding my business, and then she come back there, and, like, pats me on the top of my head like I'm a dog. Or be like, I'm back there eating my lunch, and she over her shoulder, like, so what's for lunch? What are you having? Like, it doesn't matter. I'm eating. You're not eating it. No, I just don't know. I don't know if it's the voice. I don't know if it's the tone. I don't know if it's the just blatant disrespect. I'm not going to say disrespect or just the blatant, like, you know how you kind of try to tell somebody you don't want to be bothered, but you're trying to be nice and tell them you don't want to be bothered? I mean, I do that all the time. That's like, none of that matters. None of it. You know, so now, but if I go hard on her, like I said, I work in literally, like, we got an office, but I literally work in the same room with this one, right? So it's like, if I go hard on her, there's no coming back from that, and then I still have to work with her. We're still sitting, like, in this space as long as she needs this job, I need this job, so we ain't going nowhere. So I don't want it to be even bit more hostile. It's part of my problem. See, y'all been following me here. Like I said, Dagger, I'll take on shit just so other people are cool. You know, I'll take the pain. I'll take the struggle. I'll take the strife. I'll take all that shit. If you straight, and that's gonna mean that you hit that motherfucker. Hit him. Ooh, this dude dipping. He think he mean shit. I see you. That was a cool little move that motherfucker just did, though. I bet he almost got hit some shit, but that nigga swerved in and out like four cars just now, and I was one of them, but now you stop. That's another thing. It's like, I don't stunt drive like that when I don't got nowhere to go. Like, I just want cruising to get my marinade on. If I'm on the freeway, then yeah, I'll be smashing because I'm trying to get to my fucking destination. But on the street, nah, unless I'm busy. If I'm busy, then it may go down like that, but. Not just on some regular shit, but yeah, what was I talking about? I know, there's a weed kicking it already. So this shit right here. What was I talking about? I talked about work. Yeah, the girl at work. All right. But it's like if I go hard on her, right? Like, yo, what the fuck? And I'd still be cool, but at the same time, it's like. Yeah, now I'm past that. I'm at my point now. If I do that, then I got to sit here and work with you, and then it's not going to be cool because you're not going to be cool with me. Nobody's cool with me when I go hard on. Nobody cool with me. Like I said, some of y'all ain't cool with me on this fucking radio show. I get in trouble. I don't get in trouble. But motherfuckers be talking shit about the things I say on this radio show. So it's like, don't even. So to catch it in actual person, live in person, oh, that's a whole other shit. That's a whole other story. So, like I said, I don't even want to go that route. And people keep talking to me like, damn, my blood keeps going out because I'm talking. Shit, I got to keep lighting the blood. But people keep, you know, other coworkers keep telling me, like, you know what, you need to tell them, hey, little Ethiopian bony girl, little booty. Do you ever see that? That's another side note. Sorry, y'all. You ever seen a real skinny bitch but with just nothing but ass? Like, how does that happen? Like, how disproportionate are you? But you got ass on, but I mean bony, like stomach, like dumb flat, no six pack, just flat, like, oh, how you describe it? I don't know. Hold a spoon by the bottom of the spoon with the top of the spoon facing down, you know, turn it sideways, like flat, but with a butt. Maybe that's the best way to describe that. But yeah, Oh, and this other dude at work, man, I don't know. I really think he's borderline homosexual. I really hope a lot of my work people don't listen to this. I don't think they do. But he don't even actually literally work with us. He works in the same company, but he only comes around like maybe once or twice a week, you know, just to update shit and things like that. Now, and this dude is just way too touchy-feely to be a guy, you know, to be touching other guys. This is what I mean. Like, I mean, literally be sitting there at my desk, right, and he'll walk up to me and start rubbing the back of my neck. Like, hey, how you doing? Like low-key massaging my neck, though, And I'm like, who the fuck? I know you're not touching. You know, in my head, I'm like, I know you're not just touching me and massaging my neck like this, right? But on the other hand, you know, dudes out there like, man, if you touch your masculinity, then, you know, you ain't got to worry about that. But like, nah, I don't like being touched by dudes. Like, that's just not my style. I don't do that. If I was going to go get a massage, I would be getting a massage from a female. That's just what I prefer. Yeah, go ahead. Come on, get in front of me. Hurry up. So the fact that she's not, oh, damn. Oh, shit, what's going on here? Grace Apartment Hotel? Oh, yeah, you look good and you're all white. Oh, shit. Y'all made me crash. All right, I'm sorry. But yeah, don't be, like I said, just touch it. I mean, I don't know. He does this all the time. Like, not just massaging my neck, it just be random shit. You know, I'll be sitting there, he'll come, like, slap me on the back, like, hey, how you doing? And then, like, but then, like, slap me on the back and then rub it in, like, you know, rub his hand in a circle. And then, and he's done it to other people in the office, like, the other homie in the office. He done did it to him, too. Like, what are you waving at? You know, that's another thing when you're driving, when people are always doing kind of weird hand gestures up in their car. You got to watch out. Never know what people's talking with, but maybe lurking around. But, and I sit there and I witness it, And I was going, and he's looking at me like, is he really doing this? And I'm like, yeah, is he really touching you like that? It's like, we be talking to each other like, man, is something up with. And then when he stands up, like, say he has to lean over on something. You know how most niggas, like, when we lean, you know, depending on how tall or short the surface is or whatever, usually when a nigga lean, you try to lean, you know, with your shoulders up, back straight, you know what I mean, or as straight as possible. You know, straight up and down as possible as you can get. This dude, man, when he leaned, he leaned. You would think he was arching it. You would think like a female, like arching her back, like over something, like over a table, over a desk or something like that. When he leans, his feet be all spread apart, like, you know, like, and I'm like, and he's done that, and it's funny because he'd be at the front desk doing that shit sometimes like that, right? And then I can see the other homie in the office from my desk. We're in different parts of the office, but I can see him from where I'm at. And we both see him, and we look at each other like, are you seeing this? I just don't get it. But the dude's married. You know, he's married, got a wife and everything like that. He be sipping to his wife all on the phone in front of everybody, you know, on his cell phone and shit. You know, he got to do what he's doing and everything. But, I mean, shit, that don't mean nothing. A lot of married people say they want them to be doing something else. That's some weird shit, too. But, I mean, I'm not, like I said, he's cool. Like I said, I'm talking shit because it's fucking Friday. Like I said, he's cool, cool people and everything. I just don't know about him, man. I just wish he would stop touching me. Because, again, if I go, man, stop fucking touching me on that fag shit, man, because I don't do, you know. But I don't even say it that way. I try to say it like, I guess I be cracking jokes. But my jokes, I be trying to be serious, but I can't be serious because they're not going to take my seriousness. Wait, what am I trying to say? I crack jokes, but when I be trying to be serious, I think because I be saying it in a jokingly manner, he thinks I'm playing. But at the same time, when I joke with him, he tries to defend himself. Like he's, like, prime example, right? He was doing the thing or whatever, and he was doing the rub my neck and shit. Now, the first thing I said, I was like, man, are you touching me again? He said something like, oh, yeah. Like there's nothing wrong with him touching me. I'm like, man, I keep telling you, man, about touching me, man. Like, he was like, what's wrong? So, what, something wrong? Like, but, you know, trying to put extras on it now. Like, why? Why? You got a problem with the man touching you? Like, yes, I do. Like, I have a problem with that. I just, like I said, I don't know you. Number one, well, even niggas I don't know, that's what I'm saying. Like, my father don't fucking touch me like that. You know, my dad's known me for years. My dad barely says he loves me. You know what I mean? They never touch me like that. Nigga, you up here like, oh, like, everything's all good. Like, nigga, like, I'm supposed to just thank you. Like, no. I don't get it. But, like I said, if I go hard, but that's what I, but like I said, but then when I say something like that, I'm like, man, why don't you go touch your wife or something like that? Like, but he'll say some shit like, she's not here right now. That shit is it's just suspect to me. Real suspect. And like I said, I really don't want you to touch me because I'm not with that. Like I said, I got no problems with people being homosexual. If that's what you are, that's what you do. Like I said, as long as you don't bring it my way, then we're cool. Like I said, one of the people, I don't work with him, but he be at the school. You know, I work at a school, and he's one of the students and shit. You know, he's cool as fuck. The white dude. You know, he look like a skinhead. Straight look like a skinhead. Tatted up, sleeves on his arm and everything. Tats on his neck. Straight white boy, you know, tatted up. No, I'm out there having a conversation, smoking a cigarette with him on my break, like, woo, 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 chivin' about whatever. Talking about his tats, because he has hard-ass tats. I was like, yeah, that's hard, woo. The motherfucker's going to tell me, I don't know how it came up, but I know he was like, yeah, I'm gay. Like, okay, oh, like, you know, it was a shock to me. In this situation, I wasn't expecting that shit. But it was just casual. He was like, yeah, I'm gay, but most people think I'm a skinhead. So it's like, I'd rather be gay than a skinhead. I'm like, you know what? You're all right. You'd rather be gay than a skinhead. That is a good way to look at that shit. But you know, but looking at him, talking to him or whatever, just jibbing with him, you would never know. But on the opposite of that, there's nothing worse than like a big gay man. Like a big gay man. You can take that as fat, tall. There was another guy came into my job looking for work. This dude was flamboyantly gay. But, you know, I'm not talking like dressed like a girl or, you know, shit like that gay. Just how he talked, how he acted, his personality. You know, the nigga was real sweet. You know, real sweet. Not a dude. He wasn't a nigga, but I mean, It wasn't a black dude, but he was real, real sweet. You know, he was real sweet. Like, but, and I'm sitting at one of my coworkers' desk in there, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like, oh my God, how tall are you? Like, well, hold on, what the fuck? No, this dude, but like I said, I'm at work. So I got it, and he's a potential client for one of my reps. So I was like, I can't, oh my God, you're so tall, how tall are you? Like, oh my God, is this dude talking to me? And again, I'm trying to hold in my composure. I'm trying not to laugh. I'm trying not to, because like I said, I don't got a problem with gay people, but flamboyantly gay people, I have a problem with a little bit. I don't have a problem with them. I just don't like being around them because it's just it's an annoyance thing. It's just something that irks me. I'm not with that. I'm not around that. Do what you do, but it's like, but you just started talking to me. So, oh my God, I bet you get that all the time, huh? Don't you hate it when they always ask you to play basketball? Because this dude was like 6'4". 6'4", pudgy dude. Like, and then, but I'm taller than him, so I guess he sees me walk by, he's like, ooh. Like, no, I don't even want you thinking like that. But the fact that you want to strike up a conversation with me just out of nowhere, like I said, because I knew gay people before, like I said, it's not that I don't know a few gay people, my uncle and my family's gay, you know, and every now and then I hit them up with some questions, like, you know what, I just do want to know shit. And, you know, gay dudes will test people to see how far they can go. So, like I said, he could have struck up that same conversation with me, said the same exact thing to me, but if I wasn't at work, I would have replied a totally different way. So, I'd be crazy if I'm trying to wonder, like, I want people thinking sideways about me because I'm in here trying to be nice. Like, it's like, I hope you realize this is just me at work. I really hope you realize this. You know, I really hope you realize this is just me at work. This is not me anywhere else but work. So, but then he just went and said this, I bet they always ask you, like, you play basketball, huh? That's always the question you get. Like, yeah, that's usually the question I always get. Yeah, you know. Oh, I mean, they ask you that all the time, too, until they hear me talk, and then they're like, oh, I guess you don't play basketball, huh? Unless you know, like, try to crack jokes, like, really just sit up there and strike up a whole conversation with me, and it's like, I don't want no parts of this gay talk right here. None of it. See, the thing is, and the difference is, like, the other gay dude, the white dude, I call him white because he's like a skinhead, the white gay dude talking to him, you wouldn't even know that he's cool. He don't. It's not out there like that. I can rap to him. I can talk to him. Because like I said, he ain't trying to holler at me. He be on some other shit. He already got his shit in motion. He's focused on what he's doing. He ain't worried about this. When you sit up there trying to strike up a conversation and trying to find out what we have in common and, you know, trying to act like we go through the same things and try to build some kind of rapport or shit, no. That's a whole different story. That's a whole different, you know, that's something that's totally different that's not going to pop off and that's not going to work. So get that through your head. Sad part is I can't speak, which is why I'm kind of glad I got this show right now, because I can just go off on shit that I don't get to say that I'd be wanting to say. Man, it's hard putting on that smile. You know what I mean? It's hard. Like, because, I mean, y'all know me. Y'all know Dagger. Y'all heard me for at least a year. If you've been, like I said, brand new, or if you've been around from the jump, you know just some of the shit that I'll be going through. And that's the only shit that I can bring to y'all. Shit gets a lot deeper, you know, outside of this Bang Out Radio shit. And I'm not calling my shit. I'm just in the moment right now. Don't mind me. But, yeah, But besides that, the shit gets a lot deeper. And the only reason I would bring all that shit here is because, like I said, I don't like bringing other people down. I don't like people feeling they have to worry about me. I don't want people feeling, you know, that they have to, you know, I don't want sympathy from anybody. Anything I do or anything I have done, I am responsible for. That's the one thing I know above anything else. I can't blame nobody else for shit. There's some things I can't blame on other people. You know, if you really want to get down to it, there's certain things that, yeah, it's other people's fault. But no, you take it one step further and realize, like, no, I could have not been there that night. I could have, you know, not made that phone call. I didn't have to roll with this nigga that night. I didn't. You got to put yourself in that. You got to take that one step further. Because, yeah, you got to realize people do fucked up shit because people are fucked up. You know, I'm one of the people that believe people are naturally, well, nowadays, more so, people are more naturally fucked up than they are genuinely nice. Me, I was generally nice. I can't even say that. I am generally nice. I'm trying so hard not to be that because a generally nice person don't get shit. They don't. I learned that at a very early age. You know, I be putting on the front, like, this is the only time I really do front is because I try to be like a nigga. Like, fuck this, fuck that, fuck what you got going on and everything. And in a sense, it is like that now because, like I said, y'all don't give a fuck, so I'm not going to. I've done that way too much in my fucking life. That I know, too. That, like I said, I've done way too much. Oh, wait, hold on. We got somebody out here. Hey, what's up? If you want to get in on, man, I'm just kicking the shit. You know, it's fucking Fridays. I know you can hear me right now. I just see you there. If you got anything you want to get off your chest or holler at somebody about or whatever, man, just press one. Let me know. But right now, I guess I'm going to keep going. But this shit is, I've always been this type of person, whereas, like I said it earlier, I take the pain. I take other people's pain. I take the bruises. I take that. You know, I took it in my own household. You know, the shit, my parents, you know, I look at them and I look at what they went through. You know, that shit, they tolerate each other now. They deal with each other. They love each other. They do. You have to go through the shit that they went through. But like I said, my father used to be abusive. You know, used to hit on her while I was in the room, you know, in there crying, trying to act like I wasn't asleep, not hearing or whatever. Then my mom come in there, ripped shirt, you know, bruises and shit. You know, I've seen these things. You know, but he's a better man now. So I also see that people can change. At least they can change the things that they do. You know, you may not be able to change the way you think. You may not be able to change the way, you know, you act. Although some of y'all need to do that shit too. But at the very least, of what I believe and what I've come to notice is that you're judged on what you do. It's your actions. You know, my father, like I said, speaking on my father right now, after all that, seeing all that, and my oldest memory is of my father beating my ass. You know, my first memory, as far back as I can go, that is my first memory. I will never forget that day. And I don't remember anything before that. You know, bits and pieces. But so vividly that one day. And like I said, I'll tell y'all the story. Shit, I got time. I got 2 hours, right? We've been here. We still going. Like I said, fuck you Fridays. This is what it is. So I'm just talking. Listen to me. Story time. but all right. I don't even remember what grade I was in, but basically where we were living at the time, my school was walking distance from the house. So my dad, I don't know if he was working or if he was working at the time or if he would just be off or I don't know, but my dad would come walk up to the school, pick me up from school, and we would walk home together. Wait, hold on. Oh, dang it. Hold on. See, I got a call about it. I just fucked up something. Damn it, I'm sorry. Call back. My bad. Didn't mean to hang up on you like that. All right, so my dad would come and pick me up from school, walk me home, and I remember that was the routine. But this particular day, right, I remember coming out, my dad's there, walking up, my shoes were untied. All right, so he's tying up my shoes, and I don't know if he just asked me or if it was brought up somehow or something or whatever. I don't know where it came from, but he asked me which was my left or my right, which foot was my left foot, which foot was my right foot. Now, again, I can't tell you how old I was at the time, or I can't at this time tell you if that was something I should have known or not, but the bottom line is I didn't know. But right there, as soon as I answered wrong, he was like, well, I'm going to beat your ass when we get home. Because you don't know this. And so imagine, right, all I remember this whole time is, now this is a long walk home, at least like, not a long walk, but like maybe 3-4 blocks, you know. But the whole time, you know, imagine him just walking ahead, you know, I see it, him just walking away ahead of me, not even looking back, doesn't say a word, never turns his head, you know. I'm following behind him, you know, crying like, this is my left, this is my right, I know now, I got it, the whole way back, right, like that's what I was doing, you know, because I don't remember anything before this, but I did know my father, and I did know what he meant by that, and I did know how bad it could get. It's sad I knew all this at such a young age, but hey, you know, it is what it is. But it was crazy because, like I said, this is my first memory. And then promptly, like I said, we get to the house, you know, I'm trying to walk all slow, you know, just like trying to drag. And still like, this is my letter. And he, like I said, didn't even, he had his back to me the whole time. Like I wasn't even there. They showed up. I understand. The one thing my dad is, he's a man of his word. That's where I learned that from, at least. So enough got there, and he does what he did. I remember that was his routine. You know, whenever he's about to get an ass with me, he always turned. Whenever I was about to get a beat, or something was about to go on, he always turned the TV up real loud so, like, nobody could hear it. You know what I mean? At least he was smart. He didn't want nobody listening. and he did what he did, you know, and that's what that was. Hold on, y'all. I got some callers calling in real quick. My bad. I don't mean to be bringing the show down, but I, you know, story time real quick. But that's my oldest memory. And I'm just saying that to say is that you gotta stay. Well, I'm saying that to say, as fucked up as a person he was, and as hard as it was for him to show that he cared, probably, or whatever he was going on in his own life and his own shit with his own family, because like I said, my dad's side of the family is kind of like, they got some issues over there. I love them to death. Love them all. But it's a little choppy on that side. But despite all that, like I said, he was always still there. You know, he was always in my life. He always made sure I had a roof over my head. He always made sure he was there for me, even though I didn't like how he was there for me. But he was. And I can't take that away from him. And it did create the person that I am now. I mean, on one hand, it was good and bad because on one hand, like I said, I learned that even the closest people to you can do the most damage to you, can hurt you the worst. I learned that early age, I learned that. You know, learn people only think about themselves. You know, I learned you gotta, if you say you're gonna do something, then you fucking do it. These are things I learned. I learned you have to work to get what you want. Because even though my dad always made sure I had what I needed, it's what he felt I needed. If I wanted anything, I wasn't getting shit unless I went to go get it. You know, I was more scared of my dad than fucking jail. Which is why I never went to jail, because if my dad said I ever went and he ever had to pick me up or any shit like that, then it was going to be even worse. Like I said, I'm scared to this day, right now, I'm scared to fucking death of my father. I am. If he gets mad right now, it takes me right back to that kid. It takes me right back to what it does. That's because every time he'd be like, I want to talk to you, or I need to talk to you for a minute. I mean, I just have those flashes in my head. Cause that was just when I was a kid. There was some rounds, you know, and it's all one-sided. You know, because, you know, I'm not going to, there's no fighting back in that situation. So there's been a lot of rounds. Like, anybody that's known me, like I said, some of the homies from the block when I was a kid know the fuck was up. You know, I used to come out there with battle wounds and battle scars. But I always just had to play them off and laugh them off and joke them off because, like I said, I don't want people feeling sorry for me. I don't want people feeling worried about me. No, I got this. Something I just feel something's going to happen to me by now, would have happened by now, not would. And I hate to sound cliche because I hate cliches, but I guess everything does really happen for a reason. At least with this nigga, like I said, he was an asshole and all that for a reason. He's still an asshole now. But he played key factors, you know what I'm saying, in making me the person that I am today. So, like I said, it goes both ways. But, my bad. I said, I gotta excuse me. I'm sitting in fucking traffic. Want to smoke some more weed. But, let's see what we got on the phone lines real quick. This is 404-0992. You got Dagger, what the fucking do?
What up, Dagger?
Queen, what it do, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling like I'll fuck you right.
Oh, that Oh, shit. All right. What the fuck you got going on? What's your issue? What's your problem right now?
Okay. So, I'm at work. I'm fresh off work, y'all. Like, fresh. I'm still sitting in my uniform in my job right now eating because they didn't piss me all the way off, and I'm waiting for somebody to come get me. But like 10 minutes before I get off, my manager comes up to me and tells me that my register is short $10. I look at him like, what are you talking about? My register is short $10. Yeah, your register is short $10, so you're going to have to figure out a way to give us back our money.
Hmm? And he came at you just like that?
Yeah. Just like that. So, you know, I'm like kind of pissed off because I'm like, well, wait a minute. When was this? Because, you know, I got my register kind of late into the day. You know, I didn't get my register when I first got on. And, you know, my bad, we were busy a little bit up in here, so I didn't count my drawer when, you know, when it was given to me. But now all of a sudden I'm $9.75, $10 short. So then he's like, oh, well, I talked to Alicia, which is my head boss. And, you know, he's like, oh, well, when Alicia comes, you and Alicia can talk about this later. Okay, he's like, well, go ahead and get off, you know, clock out or whatever. Oh, for sure. So, right now I'm just sitting in my own little corner because, you know how things can get when you're around nothing but, let me be politically correct about this, even though I'm really on some fuck y'all shit.
You know, what you around? I can say, wait, just tell me yes or no. You around some Mexican?
Yes, nothing but. I'm the only black girl in here.
How did I guess? Ding, 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 ding.
Right. And, you know, they all said if they speak, they will Spanish and leave me all out of conversations. Like, but I really don't give a fuck. Not one.
Oh, wait. You work with nothing but Mexicans?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They be funny when they talk around you like, yeah, but that's why you got to know a little bit of Spanish. I know a little bit. I know enough Spanish where I can tell if somebody's talking about me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you got the Spanish people out there, word of advice. If you got Spanish friends who that speak Spanish, you need to ask them questions like, What does, you know, think about how you would talk about yourself. You know, you got to kind of think of it that way and then ask them, wow, what was it? What does that sound like in Spanish? So you can kind of tell what people is talking about you. Maybe try to say they can dumb.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, I try to like let it, I try to like brush it off because, you know, I'm new here, whatever, whatever, but I feel like that's rude. Like, y'all in here talking about me, y'all in here trying, and I really feel like it's a setup. I feel like I'm being set up, but I don't say nothing.
Wait,
I keep, you know,
boss,
I keep to myself.
The boss is, so the guy, so the person that was talking to you that told you the register was short, he was a Mexican?
Mm-hmm.
And Alicia above him is a Mexican?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you behind any lines right there.
And my other manager who was here who gave me my register earlier, she's a Mexican. And then, you know, all the cooks and all the other cashiers are all Mexican.
Are there any black people in the store besides you?
From what I understand, there. From what I know of, like my first week of work, there was another black girl here. You know, and I've seen her once, maybe twice, and ever since then, I've never seen that girl again.
They got rid of her already. They got rid of her. Oh, that's fucked up. Yeah, Mexican fiance. Mexican, like I said, we got to improve on these black and brown relations, but Mexicans don't care either. Mexicans be also other shit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, they be on that chop a tort nigga up and put him in a tortilla bowl or something. Like, really? Like, Mexicans do crazy, crazy shit. But they also work hard. And they look out for each other.
And they
work hard and
they
look out for each other. You gotta give them that. You know, you don't see too many Mexicans killing other Mexicans. You know what I mean? I just thought, not for no reason. You know, but when they do, they're Mexicans are going loco.
It's a couple of them in here. You know, it's a couple of them in here. I'm in here. I'm cool with them, and they cool with me. But you feel me? Like, I know that they're still trying to figure me out. And at the same time, if it came down between me and them, they're going to choose themselves over me. I just kind of like push it aside and try to hold my tongue and just keep it pushing. But at the same time, it comes a point where how much more do I got to say before, you know, before I can really just say some shit, because there's a lot of motherfuckers fucking with me lately. I don't understand why. I don't bother people. I really don't. I don't bother people. I try to go out. I try to have a good time. But people really be trying to be on my bad side. And then when I start hooping and hollering, now all of a sudden I'm the motherfucker with an attitude. And I'm the motherfucker who's just so wrong.
Because they're not used to you being like that. They're used to you being the cool one, like me. That's what I'm saying. But, you know what my problem is? I think I figured out what my problem is. My overall problem, I'm an enabler. I always am able to enable people to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes in many different ways. Like, good, bad, ugly, I enable people. If you want to get turned up, you know, go out and function, create a party, club it up, whatever. I know how to get that popping. I can make that happen. If you want to cheat on your boyfriend because he acting an asshole or whatever, you want to hit me up or whatever, you know what I mean? I know how to make that happen. If you a hoe and you want me to set up like four or five guys for you to take down or whatever at once because you just want to get turned up and get it popping like that, I can make that happen. Like, I'm an enabler. I can enable people if you need $200 on your light bill. You know what I mean? Depending on who you are, I may be able to help out with that. You know, it's just that I enable people to do that because, like I said, I don't like people. Stress. I know what it's like to stress. I know what it's like to have problems. I know what it's like. So if I can do something, especially for those that I care about, to make things just at least a little bit better, then I'm going to do that. The cult.
Uh-oh. Hello? Hello? Dagger.
My back. My back. Hold on. Wait, I think I'm back. Am I back? I think I'm back. I hope I'm back. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry, y'all. My bad. Fucking the bad thing about doing this shit and driving is because I guess when you drive through somewhere where the call drops or something like that, then that fucks up the whole thing. So I do apologize, but I am back on. And, yeah, I hate that. Cause, you know, I rush back to get on the show. Queen Shook, my bad, Queen, my bad. But, yeah, I don't even remember where we were. But it's just fucked up. Oh, yeah, fucked up people. When you need to do the, when you look out for, oh, we can back, hold on. Are we back? Come on. You already know how we get down over here, so don't mind bang out. You know, this is one of the downsides of being in that radio, but we still keeping it going. We still keeping it rolling. Hold on. Let's see if we can get her back. Get the thing.
Hello.
Good?
I'm good.
Bad. Call drop, traveling and calls drop when that shit happens. So my bad, but we're back. But as you're saying, it's like, you know, when you go through whatever you got to go through to look out for other people, you know, putting other people before yourself, but then people aren't willing to do that for you.
Right.
You know, that's where the clincher is, because they're real quick to ask you to do something. They're real quick to ask you, can you do this, can you do that, real quick to do this and that. But then, like, when you actually have to ask, because I'm the type of person, like, I don't ask for anything. Me, personally,
right.
I'd rather just not have, because
right.
I hate feeling like I owe somebody something.
Right.
You know, I hate that feeling like, oh, I owe them something. Like,
man, you're in the same boat.
Because if you owe the wrong person, you know, you ever owe the wrong motherfucker some shit and they get on that bullshit behind it and everything like that? And I just really can't stand that shit. You know, that shit right there pisses the nigga off to the point where you be like, you know, you want to say fuck you and what you did and everything like that too. You know, by that point, but you try to be calm, cool, and collective about it. So that's where it comes from. That's where the hostility is, because maybe on one hand they want to help but they can't, you know. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, but then you got to still look at yourself. It's like, what are you doing when you feel the need to always have to ask for something? What's the? There must be something going on. My dad, back to my dad.
Bat.
My dad used to tell me.
A bat.
What? Bat.
No,
oh.
I'm sorry. I'm,
no,
yeah.
Go ahead. What's going on?
I told you I was at work.
You still at work? What, you walking through work now? You said you were sitting down a second ago.
Yeah, I'm sitting down in the back of my store. I had to go up there after something real quick.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
But when you do stuff for other people, that's why they always say don't do shit for people. Well, I'm going to say this. I'm not going to say what other people. I'm going to say this. Don't do nothing for anybody that you if you don't expect to get it back. Did I say that the right way? I don't think I said that the right way. But what I mean is...
Wait, when you give, don't expect it back? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
If you're willing to give something, or if you're going to give something, whether you have a verbal agreement about it, don't never give away something that you cannot let go of. You know what I'm saying? Like, expect not to get it back. That's how I look at it. If somebody asks for some money or something from me, and I got it, and I throw it to them, and they say they're going to pay me back, I'm going to expect them not to.
Right.
As fucked up as that is, that's all you got to think about shit, because it's just probably not going to happen.
Exactly, but then when it comes to shit like that, because I feel the exact same way, but then it comes to shit like that, and people know that you think like that, then it's like, well, if I know that this person thinks like that, then I'm going to ask them, can I borrow this amount of money?
No, but then eventually, but then it stops. You only get one time with me. Once you fuck me over once on any type of shit like that, I'm done. You know what I mean? Okay, you got that one. I just chalked that one up as a loss. You know what I mean? Because I've already expected not to get it back. And then I just, and then it's like, okay, I'm just not fucking with you on that tip no more, period. Like, no, now don't ask me. Like I said, it also depends on who it is. Some people get away with murder. You know, my family done got away with all kind of shit. You know, my cousin sold me a G behind a rental car. If you've been around here on Bang Out Radio, you know all about that rental car situation. That shit ain't there. I ain't seen not one cent from that shit. That was months ago. You know, and that thousand would look real nice right now. But, like I'm saying, that's family. You know what I mean? I know he's going through some shit right now. If he had a G to give me, he would give it to me. I know that. Am I pissed off he can't kick me anything? Yes, because shit is rough right now, you know? And I know he over there doing what he's doing, but at the same time, it's like, he going to get it to me when he can or whatever. I just got to think positive. I ain't got no reason not to. Like I said, that's family. Family get away with murder sometimes. Other people, like I said, I think I got my name on a light bill somewhere. I think on somebody's car note just because a nigga credit good. Because my shit is, you know, my shit be all proper. Because I know how to handle my business and shit. So, and I've been working. So I've been, you know, when you've been working for a while now, you build up good credit, you get to do shit. You know, you can get credit cards with $500 limits on them and shit, $1,000 limits, and not run them. And then when you pay them off, you know what I mean, not just let them run up and, you know, y'all motherfuckers run away from your credit bills and you got the motherfuckers collecting your own shit. No, that brings your credit score down and shit credit down. It's just a quick economical note real quick. Y'all want y'all credit and y'all shit to be up. Even if y'all buying the smallest shit, pay off y'all bills. Y'all have no idea how fast the government will come after y'all ass. And nobody wants to be in jail behind bills. And would that be a fucked up reason to be in jail? Why are you in jail? Because I couldn't pay this shit. IRS came and got me. How you say? Oh, man, yeah, I don't know. Am I talking to myself? I think I'm talking. No, we good. Hold on. Man, it's how much time I got left. Oh, man, it's a 30-minute mark. Like I said, this is good. I'm getting out. I'm feeling a lot better a little bit. I'm letting off a little bit of steam. Like I said, y'all need to join me on this. It is kind of liberating in a sense when you can just talk about what you want to. And like I said, I'm not here to judge nobody. All I ask is that if you do come out here with something to say, you just back up the things that you say. You know, show examples. Don't just be out here like, fuck this, fuck that, fuck this, is it, and that just be it. You know, and we want to know why it's like that. We want to know what's up. Because maybe, like I said, maybe me talking, maybe somebody out there listening, maybe just change their ways just a little bit. Maybe somebody will try a little harder. Like I said, I work at a job where every day I see people coming to try to get work, you know, it's actually school and work. You know, they got to come to get trained in order to get a job. And I see so many people come through that door a day and then get turned away for so many of the most bogus reasons. Not bogus reasons, but bullshit reasons. Because, you know, motherfuckers is out there doing shit because they got shit else to do. Robbery, assault, you know, rape, theft. You know, I'm seeing, nigga, I see people's paperwork, nigga, felonies, nigga, 3-4 of them. You know, like, no education, no GED. You know, child support, credit's fucked up. You know, so many people that want to work, and I feel y'all for wanting to work. Trust me, I feel y'all. But if you don't got your own foundation right first, you can't build on it. How the fuck you going to build on something without foundation? If it's not an ass contractor, it's fucking... You know, anything you try to build has to start from somewhere. It has to have a strong base. We're musicians. All right, fuck it. Let's talk about music in a sense, right? You can't build a whole music empire, crew, whoop, or whatever without a foundation. You got to have a fan base. You know what I mean? You got to have followers. You got to have pictures. You got to have video. You know, you got to build a foundation before you sit up here and call yourself one of the big-time motherfuckers. It ain't going to work that way any other way. A lot of people just try to jump right to the end, and that shit falls apart. One-hit wonders, live, you know, motherfuckers that come out with one album, you never hear from them again. You know, that type of shit. Because there was no fucking foundation. Yeah. And so I've been talking for 2 hours. No, 1:30. It's a change. Out of all this time, I hope somebody hears something. So much could be different. That's why I'm so pissed off all the time, because I look at the world and the shit is fucked up. Niggas, dumb niggas, bitches acting crazy. Motherfuckers killing each other. Who is that? Lil Boosie? No, not Boosie. Lil Webby. Just saw that shit. Y'all see this nigga push the bitch down two flights of stairs and stole $300? This nigga in jail. For what? Webby, really? Look, see what I mean? No, see me? I do want to push a bitch down some stairs. I know the feeling. But see the consequences of that shit? I'm not about to go to jail for no bitch. Please. I've done that already, and she lied on me. So I'm not going to do that shit when there's actual evidence. Nigga, that's an attempted murder. Nigga, or there wouldn't be no evidence if I did do it.
Oh, my gosh. What are you talking about?
Huh? What am I talking about? No, I was just talking about, like, I was just talking about how upset I was at the world. Because people always wonder why I be all down about shit or whatever. Because, like, the world is fucked up. Like I was just talking about, and like I said, niggas doing dumb shit, bitches acting crazy, you know. Like I was just talking, like I just said, Lil Webby. Did you see what happened to Lil Webby? I think that's Lil Webby. Yeah. You see what happened to him?
Mm-hmm.
Push the bitch down two flights of stairs. I was just talking about pushing bitches downstairs. I wouldn't want to push a bitch down some stairs. I know the fear. But at the same time, you can't do that shit because look at the consequences. You know what I mean? Actions and repercussions. Motherfuckers don't get that. Niggas just think about all just doing shit. Niggas just do shit. Bitches just do shit. Everybody's just doing shit. You can't just do shit. Some of y'all can, and y'all get away with that shit, but it's gonna come to an end at some point. Without no, like I keep saying, without no backup, without no foundation, without no stability, you know, shit falls apart real quick. Especially when there's all these fucking haters out here. You know, haters is outnumbering the real motherfuckers. It's a hater world right now. Haters is running shit. I gotta say that. I'm sorry. They are. They everywhere on everything. But it's cool. Like they say all the time, yeah, if they ain't got enough people hating on you, then you ain't doing something right. No. Oh, and then the motherfucking sheriff's right there driving next to me. I'm so glad I'm not smoking. You know, it's funny. Here's a funny story about the sheriff's though one day, right? One day I was smoking. You know, I was smoking some weed. I was hotboxing. And I was posted, and I was driving, and it pulled me over, right? So I'm like, oh, shit. Like, luckily I had just kind of started smoking. So it wasn't that foggy in there yet, but I know it smelled like straight weed, you know. When I saw it was pulling me over, I tried to roll the window down just to get some kind of weed out the car or whatever, but it didn't help. But basically, they walked into the car, right? Like, yeah, license and registration. Like, yeah, here you go. Like and then he just said that out. He's like, you know, it smells like weed in this car, though, don't you? I'm like, yeah, I know that, sir. It's like, yes, sir. I mean, I'm just gonna be honest with you, sir. I mean, like, yeah, I was just smoking. I mean, do you have a weed card or license for that? Like, no. Like, it's just this little piece of half a blunt right here that I was just puffing on. You know, when you caught, you just gotta be honest. Like, you gotta man up. Like, you know. But the coldest part was, like I said, he ran my license, he ran my registration, he did all that shit. So he's like, you want parole? Well, you know, whatever they ask you want parole or whatever? I'm like, nah, none of that, sir. Not me. No, not me. So, okay. So he went, checked my license, came back, was like, you know what? I'm going to let you go on a warning this time. Because really what he was supposed to be doing was, I think he said I was swerving or whatever or something like that, but I think he was just fishing. You know, some police like to fish, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what he was fishing for. He was fishing for some shit. And I was in a known, you know, neighborhood. So he was probably just on some what you over here doing type shit. Because my license, the address was nowhere near where I was. So he was also, why the fuck? Like, you know, you need to get the fuck from over here. That's what he was on. So I'm like, okay, well, thank you very much. You know, I'll go ahead and leave now. I don't know why I asked him this or whatever, but I guess at the point I realized that I guess it was cool and they wasn't fucking with me. I just wanted to be out of here. I was going to leave. And I said, after I was like, so you're not tripping off my weed, right? Like, I don't got the, I said in a way, I was like, there's no court case going to pop up or anything. Y'all ain't got my license plate or nothing or whatever, right? But I'm going to have to hear about later or anything, right, man? Just tell me now. He's like, he must have turned around and looked at me like, this nigga popped his badge on. He's like, man, do I look like the fucking LAPD? I'm the motherfucking sheriff, nigga. I don't give a fuck about no weed. Nigga, like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm like, oh, like, nigga, I'm out. Like, I'm gone. Thank you, sir. Like, he really popped his badge on, pulled his badge out. He was like, because, you know, the LAPD was different than the sheriff badges, right? So he was like, because I guess he knew I was from L.A. because he ran my license. He was like, nigga, he actually said about this, he talked bad about it. He was like, do I look like a punk-ass LAPD? I'm the motherfucking sheriff, right?
Basically, nigga, you better recognize I don't give a fuck about none of that shit right now.
He was like, I don't give a fuck about no weed. You know, sheriffs be on them guns, and, you know, they be looking for the dope and shit and everything like that. That's what the sheriff be on. He wasn't tripping on my weed, my blunt. But I guess I was feeling myself for a second. I had to ask. He said it, though. He said it like I think he was feeling me, too. Like, no, not like that, but he was fucking with me, too. Like, nigga, he was like... I was like, oh, yeah, that's hard. You go hard. Yeah, sheriff, I can respect that. Like, I think it's a nigga, let me go. He could have been an asshole. He could have fucked with me. Could have given me a ticket. Could have did all kind of shit, probably, like the LAPD do. But he wasn't the motherfucking LAPD. Like, and I got to keep my weed. But I also think part of it was because, you know what, I didn't lie to him. I was straight up. I was like, yo, well, you know what I mean? Like, shit, yeah. I'm high. Yeah, I smoke, you know, like. But that's just that situation. People just don't realize how honestly sometimes you just got to be upfront and honest with people, just point blank, period. Good, bad, ugly, you just got to be straightforward. And you don't even got to be an asshole about it. Sometimes you may have to be an asshole about some shit. But the thing is, you just got to be upfront and straight up with people. Motherfuckers is out here playing too many games, and people is getting hurt behind too many games. See, I'm just giving away all my stories because, you know, I be doing stories and shit for my other shows and everything. But, fuck it, I need to fill the time, so we're going to talk about this shit, too. This nigga, two cases. I got two stories. Bitch in Detroit, right, gets killed by a dude after she fucks him. Why did she get killed by a dude after she fucks him? Because she had AIDS. Right? Dude fucked. She had AIDS. Dude fucked. After they fucked, she told him she had AIDS. He went and get the knife, stabbed the bitch, like, gets arrested, and tells the police, quote, wait, let me get the quote right. I killed her because she killed me.
Okay.
Quote. Now, see, part of me is like, yeah, I'm with that. Like, that bitch, duh, she should have said something. What the fuck? Like, if she would have said, yo, I got AIDS, nigga wouldn't have fucked with her, or he would have knew what he was getting into, the bitch would still be alive today. And I'm sorry, she's the mother of two kids, yeah, okay. There was the neighbor found the body. I remember the little news story and shit. The neighbor was all talking about, oh, I feel so sorry for these kids and this and that. I mean, on one hand, I want to say, yes, she didn't deserve that. Nobody deserves to have their life taken from them. Nobody deserves that kind of treatment. Nobody deserves to die. But, I mean, this is the type of shit you need to be upfront about shit with. Like I said, I don't know how I would react, although I wouldn't be in that situation. But even to be fucking with a bitch where that could even possibly happen and not know about it till after the fact, I understand. I understand. They say that dude didn't even hesitate. And could you imagine being that nigga like a nigga? Fellas, anybody out there listening right now, imagine being that nigga, man. He just took the bitch down. He's taking it down. Bam, 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 bam. You ain't strap up. I mean, you want to be the true nigga, right? So you ain't strap up or nothing. You just all up in it and everything like that, not knowing the girl or anything. They was only dating for a little while or whatever. I read they said like 2 weeks. You know, some of y'all fuck faster than that, but it's okay, y'all. At least wrap it up. This motherfucker raw dog and all this some shit and whatever, like he loved a bitch and everything. So imagine that's you. And then as soon as you get it and you do that, the next thing she said was, you know, right after, like, then you just busted the nut and rolled over, right? Like, ah, you know, this is the part where you're supposed to feel good. You're supposed to feel relaxed, chill, you know, thinking about a sandwich or smoking some weed. You know what I mean? This is that's what she's or going to the bathroom or something. That's what you're supposed to be doing right now. But the she rolls over like, you know what, I need to tell you something. I got AIDS. Come on! I understand.
That's why you don't be fucking with that. That's so gross. Like, no, nigga. No. I would feel, This is no, that's why I go every 2 months. Fuck that every 6 months shit. No, I go every 2 months to get that ass checked.
I go every once a month. I go once a month get checked out. Like, Doc, we good? Like, okay, for sure. I just wanted to be cool. I just wanted to make sure. Like, you know, you want to, it feels good to walk out that doctor's office paper, you know, with that paper, like, bam, clean, like that clean test, like, ah. I pop my paper like it's a fucking, like it's money, like I pop that, like, ah, I make that sound, like, clack.
Oh, hell no. That's too much. I might really have to go to extremes. A nigga tell me some shit like that. Oh, bitch, I got the AIDS. You got the what?
Like, they try to tell you, you know what? I think you should go get I think you might want to go get checked out. Like, I don't. Like, oh, hell no.
I don't know. Like, I think I might really lose my mind. Like, I think I might really have to lose my mind. Like, oh, nigga, you going to go around and think you finna be infected, motherfuckers? No, I don't think you'll have your dick anymore. I might really have to chop that thing off. You ain't fucking doing shit, nigga.
Are you bobbing
it,
huh?
That's disgusting. Yes, I'm going to bob it.
You're right, bobbing it, huh?
Yeah, you have the audacity to try to bring that thing over here and infect? Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Nigga, do you shit? That is a death sentence. Easy E is dead from shit like that. Nah, nigga. Real gangster is dead. Because of the AIDS. Fuck that.
And that's a fuck. That's what I'm saying. That's a fucked up way to go out. And it's a dumb way to go out. I mean, there's all kind of ways to die. You know what I mean? At least if you're gonna die, I at least want to die for something. You know, I want to die for some purpose. You know, I want to die for some reason. If it's not of old age or anything like that, if I don't make it to the end of my life, you know, when I die, I want it to be for a reason. I want it to be for a purpose. I want it to be like, that nigga died because it's something important or something happened or whatever. That's what I want to die for, if it's going to be anything. To die over some pussy or to die in jail or to die robbing somebody or to die for, you know, these are dumb reasons to fucking die over. You know, to die because you're cheating on your dude and he caught you, so he shot you and him. You know, like, that's a dumb reason to die. You know, like, or the other way, like, you get your dick chopped off because you, like I said, you lose blood flow and because you was out there fucking around with shit that you shouldn't have been doing. That's a dumb reason to die when you could have just been up front from the jump and you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Right.
That's what I mean. People just run out of shit to do. That's what I mean. That's why when I didn't have no job, I was one of the same people. And I said, I'm sorry. I was one of the people that just ran out of, I didn't run out of shit to do, but I was just always just doing just nothing, just doing shit that didn't really have me going nowhere. I was filling out applications. I was going out to all these places, but then, like, places where either wasn't fucking with me, that was too far. It was a bullshit-ass job that wasn't even worth nothing. Like, it was, and you know, nigga got down and nigga got depressed. You know, a lot of drinking, a lot more smoking, just a lot of extra shit. You know, that I probably shouldn't have been doing at the time. But it was funny because I always told myself, I was like, I'm not going to stop smoking. I'm going to need to find a job where they're just not going to drug test me or something or whatever. They're just not going to trip. I'm not going to stop smoking. So, but luckily, but like I said, luckily, I found a job where I was able to not have to worry about that. As long as I don't go to work on fucked up status and give people a reason to think that I'm doing that, then I'm straight. So I'm good. So I'm lucky.
Right.
But I mean, but it's, like I said, it's, I didn't take it to the extremes. I wasn't out there just doing all kind of extra out crazy shit just because I didn't have no shit else to do. Motherfucker, sometimes you just got to sit your ass the fuck down. Have a seat. Smoke some weed. That's why I tell you, smoke some weed. Smoke weed, calm you down. That's why I smoke it. I'd rather smoke it than sit on my ass than be out. Because I know people. I even knew some people. You ever know that person that just always has to do something? You know what I mean? They just never. I need to eat now. Can we go? Can we go do this? Can we do that? Can we just get out? Can we go to? Can we go? Bitch, sit the fuck down. Nigga, what's wrong with just sitting down? What's wrong with sitting here and watching some TV? Smoking. Smoke this weed. Have a drink. Put your feet up. Relax. Because every time you go out into the streets or into the world, there's always some craziness going on. Some people just, people like that craziness. Some people thrive off of it. Some people live off of it. Some people can't do shit. You know what I mean? That's that matrix. I say that all the time on my toes, throughout my toes. I make that analogy all the time because I believe that shit. Y'all caught in that matrix, that MTV generation. All the shit y'all out there doing and fucking up on and everything like that, y'all think that that's the real world, and it's not. All right? The rest of us is from Zion, nigga, the ones that say, we ain't plugged in. We jacketing out when we want to. Don't get me wrong. I will go out and get it fucked up in the club or whatever, something like that, on a good day. Don't get it twisted. But y'all motherfuckers that do that shit every day, every other day, you know, every week, or you go to the same motherfucker every week, you're the known hoe at this club every fucking week, everybody know you. You know, that extra, y'all, that's the extras. Hey, but if that's what you do, that's what you do. One thing I've also learned is that there's room in the world for everybody. You know what I mean? Hoes, bitches, butts, niggas, gentlemen, you know, pimps, you know, old men. You know, there's a place in the world for everybody. Where people get shit fucked up is when you don't know where your place is. When you think you're supposed to be over here, but you act and you carry yourself like you're supposed to be over here, and then the people that's over here notice that, and they talk about that shit, put you on blast, and you know what I mean? That's what I'm on. You got to know your fucking self before you know anything else. And another thing before we get out of here today on Fuck You Fridays, the very first Fuck You Fridays, been cool, chilling, talking shit, running out of my voice, running out and everything. And like I said, I don't know why people is playing with the HIV virus. Like, here's another one, right? A man from Philadelphia, right, rapes a woman while letting her know she's getting the bug now. So now, ladies, now it's on you. Imagine. You're getting raped already. That's already bad enough, right? Getting raped. That's already bad enough. And while you're getting raped, though, the dude's telling you, oh, I got AIDS, too. So you got that now, and I'm infected. It's not funny. It's fucked up, but,
wow.
I mean, come on. Y'all see what the fuck is going on in the world? Y'all see what people is out here doing?
Oh, wow.
I can't make this shit up. I don't make shit up. I'm not trying to.
I just, oh shit, no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh my god.
That's just all the way. And that's the shit. So fuck that nigga, whoever that nigga is. Like I said, my thing is, if you're going to kill yourself, if you want to die or whatever, that's fine. Go kill yourself. Nobody's going to miss you. Or some people may miss you, but fucking kill yourself. My issue is with those people like the dude that shot up a movie theater. You know, or shit like that. People that want to take out other people. That's the issue with me. Like I said, do harm to yourself. That people that I don't tell people to be like, no, you shouldn't do harm to yourself. No, that's fucking not. Hurt yourself all you want to. I don't give a fuck. Hurt yourself. As long as you don't hurt nobody else, that's fine. Go hurt yourself. Go shoot yourself in the head. Go cut yourself while you in the bathroom. Go slit your wrist while you in the tub. That's how you feel. Go jump off a building. I don't care. Just don't be a sniper. You know, pick a high post bell tower somewhere and start sniping niggas out of college. You know what I mean? Don't Don't go Columbine and go get some assault rifles and go take over and go shoot up the whole school. You know, if you can't handle shit, if you can't handle shit yourself, you know what I mean? If you can't handle it yourself, then shit, take yourself out. Don't take it out on people that ain't got shit to do with it. You know, that's the, you know how many people I would kill if I could get away with it? I be thinking, that's what I'm saying. I've had these thoughts. I know exactly how these people feel. I've been there. You know, I be wanting to, like, cut a nigga's head off. You know what I mean? Like, really stab his bitch like Jason and doing the movie. Like, you know, gut a bitch. Like, but you can't do that shit, man. You can't. You can, but you can't. You're not supposed to. You shouldn't want to.
Not supposed to?
Well, no. You can want to.
I have that about to.
Yeah, you can want to. It's okay with wanting to. But you shouldn't do it. Okay? That's what I will say. You shouldn't do it. Okay? You shouldn't do it. You can want to do it, because I know everybody, I'm pretty sure everybody got at least five people you would kill if you could just kill them right now and get away with it. Just right now. You ever see that movie? What was that movie? It was called, I think it was called The Button or something like that, or I forget the name of it. It had some lady in it. I think it was Nicole Kidman. But the thing in the movie was, the guy would bring you a button. There was like a whole little thing out here. He had a button. The movie never made no sense. That's why I never got into it too much. But I did recognize the end of the movie. But I know I didn't recognize the end, but I did recognize the theme of the movie. The theme of the movie was you either take the $1 million. Wait, no. You got to press the button. If you press the button, that means you kill somebody. You don't know who the person is. You have never met them. You have never know who that is. You don't know who they are. But if you press the button, that means that they die. But you get $1 million. I know so many people that press that button so fast, no hesitation. I'm one of them. I press the button. Fuck it. I'm sorry. But that's a movie. I mean, real life, what I'm saying is just that there's just so much going on out here. So many people are willing to do the smallest or dumbest shit for the most obscene reasons. You know, and we all have these thoughts. We all have crazy thoughts. Everybody got them. Everybody don't want to do it. I may be the only person speaking on it, but we don't all want to be like, you know what? I be wanting to go post up way. I be wanting to do that. I be wanting to have a sniper rifle somewhere sometime and just post up and just punch people off, just random strangers, just because. I be having the thoughts sometimes, but that's what I mean. You don't. Thinking it and doing it is two different things. Like I said, I'm the most psychotic person probably in the world if you just base me on my thoughts and things that go through my head. I'm probably the craziest, the sickest, you know, the freakiest. You know, all kind of thoughts go through my motherfucking head. And I already share them with y'all. So, you know, you ain't got to judge me because I already know what the fuck's up with me. I already know I'm crazy. But I don't act on it. You know, that's where y'all going to have a problem. When I'm starting to act on shit, that's where we have issues and problems. Because that's what I'm saying. Just leave me alone. I'm over here being crazy by myself. I'm not bothering nobody. You know, don't fuck with me. I don't fuck with you. Easy. But all right. Another cheer, y'all. We're about to get up out of here tonight. Like I said, this is the very first official Fuck You Friday. Thank you for chilling out with me, Queen V, tonight. Like, oh, it just feels like a Wednesday. But now it's a whole different vibe over here. Like, you see where we are? You see how it is over here?
I see. I had to call in and get my fuck yous out. So, I mean, I had no problem with you. It's nothing.
Yeah, so I'm just hoping, like I said, anybody that's out there listening to this, like I said, make sure we hear every Fuck You Fridays now from 6 to 8. That's West Coast time. All right. We got 5 Sundays in the next show, 7 to 9 this coming Sunday. Make sure y'all got the Triple M show on Mondays from 7 to 9 as well. All music, no talk at all. All right. And then always West Coast Wednesday, Talk Nights with Dagger and Queen B. All right, that's every Wednesday, 9 to 11. You know, if we get super late night with y'all up there, that's going to be Adult Matters and Adult Topics. Make sure y'all always can get at me through the email, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Music, models, want a set of interviews, whatever, that's how you get at me. And like I said, Fuck You Fridays, it's been fun. I hope y'all learned something, hope y'all listen to something. If not, fuck you. If you feeling like fuck me, then fuck you too, all right? We out, we'll see y'all next week, and we'll see y'all on Sunday. All right. Yeah.